Organizers of the Johnson County Peach Festival say the event is the longest-running festival in the state. The first festival was held in Ludwig in 1938. Every year since, including this year's edition at the end of the month, has been held in Clarksville. As Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums learned earlier this week, the peaches are cooperating this year, and some have already ripened.
The commercial peach industry took root in Arkansas in the late 19th century, according to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas. By 1901, Johnson County orchards were sending as many as 10 boxcars of peaches to customers annually. While Johnson wasn't the only county with orchards, many people in the state still think of the western Arkansas county as the center of the fruit's existence in Arkansas.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Steve Morgan is the fourth generation of his family to live on a tract of land about 60 miles east of Fort Smith and about 100 miles south of Fayetteville. A receipt Steve's family discovered in a family Bible indicates the first fruit trees were shipped to the land in the 1890s, but commercial peaches weren't grown until the 1920s. For decades, the orchards were part of a booming industry in Johnson County.
The county was all peaches, and there were thousands of acres of peaches in our county. Now it's hundreds. It's much slower, much smaller than it once was, as far as the production. But we still feel like we have the right soil, the right air, to make a unique taste, very good tasting fruit.
Steve and his family run the orchard called Peach Pickin' Paradise, and that's pretty much what it is. While his ancestors grew and shipped to markets as far away as Chicago, Peach Pickin' Paradise lets the fruit stay on the tree longer. And 6 days a week during the peach season, customers come to the orchard to pick their own.
Be $2.25.
On Monday, customers were bringing peaches up from the orchard to the stand for themselves and for others.
I got to take two, 3 weeks.
Relatives in Kansas City like them.
Okay.
Thank you.
That'll be a good time. Thank you.
Steve Morgan says visitors come from all over the state, from Texas, from Nebraska, and elsewhere, to take advantage of the peach season. Customers can pick their own or, for a bit more money, just pull up and buy a bushel of peaches taken off the trees that morning by Steve and his family. He says picking the fruit yourself is easy. No ladders, no obstacles.
If you grew up in a peach orchard or if you grew up working as a picker, then you really have an aversion to it. There are people that drive up and say, no, I'm never going back out there. But if you can ever get them out to the orchard for 15 minutes of picking, they love it. They say, okay, yeah, I can do that. You find that juicy ripe peach that's just perfect. We encourage a little sampling while you're out there.
Give it a try there.
Sampling is exactly what Mark Morgan was doing in the orchard on Monday. Steve's son, he's the fifth generation to call this land home. He returned to Clarksville after earning his bachelor's and master's degrees at the University of Arkansas.
If we get somebody that wants them shipped somewhere, we're not equipped for that. We're equipped for them getting the sugar on the tree, harvesting that day, used as quick as possible.
When he's not slicing off a ripe peach for a visitor, he's often inspecting the trees. The paths between the rows are wide enough for a customer's car or for Mark's four-wheeler. Mark says something people may not know about peach trees is that when the weather cooperates, there can be too many peaches.
A peach has been called an eternal optimist before because it'll always set more fruit than it's ever capable of bearing. In a heavy fruit set year, it can set so many that it'll actually break itself down. Therefore, in the spring, we have to come through and thin. Usually, we've got a little thinning club and knock off. You want a peach about every 6 inches because they will develop so close together that they'll never size. There's just too many of them. So this year, we kind of had Mother Nature do that for us with the freeze. So actually didn't have to go through and do it. But, every year you've got to take some time to go through. That's just part of the bit. A lot of people think that the work on peaches is picking them. Well, picking them is the best part because, you can actually harvest and maybe eat a few here and there. It's those January and February days when you're pruning and then, the May days whenever you're thinning. That's where a lot of the work comes in. It's to maintain that tree, maintain that canopy.
That April 15th freeze Mark mentioned, the temperature fell to 28 or 29 degrees in the orchard, thinned this summer's crop, and wiped out certain varieties altogether that would be expected to be ready later in the season. Peach growers like Steve and Mark Morgan will tell you that's part of the environmental gamble of owning an orchard in Arkansas. The good news is that this year's freeze did not hurt the first crop, Red Havens. first Red Havens were picked Saturday, and people have been stopping by since. Steve Morgan says the Red Havens are here now, but gone soon.
In our orchard, we've got about 20 different varieties. A variety will last 10 days to 2 weeks, and so we try to overlap those with other varieties. Here we have Bel Air, Topaz. We go on down to Loring and Bisco, ending our year with Crest Haven, Jefferson. Others fill in the middle. Those are all yellow freestones. We also have some white peaches, and so they start with our white nectar. We have some White County and White Diamond. White County and White Diamonds were both developed by the University of Arkansas here at the Fruit Substation in Clarksville. And they're a low-acid white peach. So they're a little bit newer variety. We have some, we also have some yellow clings that are, that we use for canning. The cling is actually the best canning peach, even though it's a little more work because you have to cut it off that seed. But for the professional canner, professional home canner, the cling is, there's no substitute for it.
The types of peaches follow a somewhat predictable order. Red Havens are generally first, but just when the season begins is dependent on Mother Nature. Steve says the heat and sun produce the sugar inside the fruit. Even experienced farmers could be surprised by an advance or delayed harvest. But there is one thing experienced farmers are very good at, deciding when a peach is ready to be eaten.
Smell is a really good way of telling. After you pick a few peaches, you can really tell. I never encourage anyone to mash or press on a peach because then you've left a bruise on it. You're committed.
Mm-hmm. You're in.
You're in. Yeah. You've already bruised it. Okay, so the best way is just, you can actually, without pressing, when you pick, you can actually feel the ripeness of the fruit in your hand.
The Morgans will also tell you when you take your peaches home if they need to be eaten as soon as possible or if you have a few days. Steve uses a basket of freshly picked Red Havens as an example of how to visually inspect a peach to see if it's at its majestic peak.
Within the color, there are background colors. So if you have a fruit, let me go over here. And the primary color of this is red, but the undertone is yellow. So you really want to, if you really want a ripe one, you're looking for a deep yellow. Just forget about the red.
Okay.
Look for a deeper yellow. When you look at the stem, a little green tint on this one. This one's going to be firm. Okay. It's got just a little green tint. A day, maybe 2 days with that one, and it will be it'll be ready to roll. This one is a little bit riper. If you can see that yellow undertone is much more pronounced.
But to distill all of this down, when is the best time to eat a peach?
Right off the tree, underneath the tree, in the orchard.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's as good as it's going to get, right?
As good
there.
As it's going to get. That's it. That's it. Yeah. I had the privilege of doing that throughout the summer, and that's the best place and the best way.
Peach Pickin' Paradise is open Monday through Saturday, 7:30 to 5:30 during the season, as long as there is fruit. You can call their number, 754-2006, to get an update on condition and amounts of available peaches. If you call during their business hours, you just might get John Frost to tell you exactly what you want to know.
Peach Pickin' Paradise. Yes, sir, we opened on the Red Havens on Saturday. They're in a good stage right now.
If you do go, take cash or a check. There's no electricity at the stand to run your credit or debit card. You can find more by going to the Peach Pickin' Paradise Facebook page. And the Johnson County Peach Festival this year is Friday, July 25th through Sunday the 27th in Clarksville and will include crafts, live music, a peach cobbler bake-off, a horseshoes tournament, a peach pie eating contest, a softball tournament, a parade, a talent show, a peach spitting contest, and a peach eating contest. You can learn more about the festival at the Johnson County Peach Festival Facebook page. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.